Dear Mr. Chairman, dear delegates, dear friends, first of all, on behalf of the government of Ukraine, I would like to welcome the participants of the 38th session of the Food and Agriculture Organization Conference. Over the recent years, cooperation with FAO has become one of the main priorities of our country's foreign policy. Ukraine remembers well what the hunger problems means. Therefore, our country will further support United Nations initiatives aimed at reducing poverty and hunger in the world, including increased production and trade of the safe and nutritious food. We clearly see two major tendencies shaping the current global food markets. First, it is the growing gap between agricultural supply and demand, especially for cereals. The world production of cereals does not fully meet global consumption, and there is a gradual decline in world carryover grain stocks. Thus, possible production stock shock and reduced carryover stocks lead toward greater price volatility in the increasingly linked global agriculture and commodity market. This is indeed a very sensitive issue for many governments and private sector market players. In this regard, we see the need to, first of all, build the capacity of farmers and agribusiness to increase agricultural production in a sustainable manner. In the case of the grain sector, this applies to mainly improve plant breeding, sustainable crops, production intensification as a result of better agriculture inputs, machinery, improvement in irrigation, post-harvest, and transportation systems. According to our expectation, the global cereal production could potentially increase from the current 1.8-1.9 billion tons to 2.1-2.3 billion tons by 2022. However, the growth of the world's population from 7 to 9 billion people by 2050 would require further sustained increase in agricultural production. Therefore, we clearly see the need for more investment, especially in the emerging economies of the Black Sea region, to increase agricultural production as they can do it without any major environmental consequences. This will also lead towards the improved economic availability of the food for improving nations. We also see a need for a global seed stocks for cereals as a prerequisites for solving the food problem in the world. The second area requiring urgent attention includes joint action toward transparency, predictability, and responsibility for our joint action in global cereals market. In this regard, we welcome the G20 initiative of the agriculture market information systems, the secretariat of which is hosted by FAO. Ukraine is an active participant in the system, and we believe that it would allow improving transparency and predictability of the global cereal markets. The system will also give an opportunity for countries to identify potential risk and relevant preventive measure at early stage. We have recently reinforced the public-private dialogue in the Ukraine agriculture based on the principles of transparency, predictability, as a move toward our common responsibility to domestic consumer and food importers. We believe that this greater transparency at the national level would allow for an improved reliability of the food market in the increasingly globalizing world trade. On our side, the transparent national cereals market of Ukraine would ensure both countries' own food security and facilitate achieving for that for our trading partners. We will work hard to ensure that every consumer in every corner of the world ensure of the availability and high quality and Ukrainian products. Dear Mr. Chairman, Honorable Delegate, Ukraine is open for an active enhanced and mutually beneficial cooperation. We believe that the real increase food production, it is availability for interest of the world community will be the product of this cooperation. It is currently the main priority of the national policy of Ukraine. We are grateful to FAO for fruitful cooperation, and we hope that our cooperation will be strengthened in the future. Thank you for your attention.